From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump today held his first news conference since winning the presidential election last November. Trump released his plan to separate himself from his business empire so as to avoid a conflict of interest once in office. He said he will create a trust in which two of his sons, along with another executive, will run his business interests after his January 20th inauguration. Trump acknowledged that Russia meddled in the November election, but said that if Russian President Vladimir Putin likes him, he considers that an asset, not a liability. Trump said he will be tougher in dealing with the Russian leader than his opponent, Hillary Clinton, would have been. The president-elect denounced as false media reports about the dossier said to support allegations that Russia compiled tawdry personal information about him and that his campaign officials colluded with Russian intelligence.
It should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace. I think it's an absolute disgrace.
Donald Trump. The United Arab Emirates has confirmed that the killing of five of its diplomats in a bomb attack Tuesday in the Afghan city of Kandahar. The blast killed a total of at least 11 people and wounded 16, mostly Afghan government officials. Gambia's outgoing president has issued a warning to foreign leaders not to interfere in his country's electoral process. The comment comes as several African presidents are scheduled to meet with him on Thursday. Yahya Jammeh says the country can figure out for itself whether he should give up power after he lost an election in December. He warned against what he called propaganda and misinformation aimed at discrediting him. This is VOA News.